Morning Watch. Living in the reality of the Kingdom of God. Week 6. Being watchful in life and faithful in service. Wednesday. Related verses. Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed unto the day of redemption. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 19. Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Colossians 4:2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Psalms 133:1 through 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity. It is like the fine oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard, that ran down upon the hem of his garments, like the dew of Hermon that came down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forever. 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Brothers, pray also for us. Ephesians 6:18. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Related reading. Every day in the morning you must go to the Lord, saying, Lord, thank you that I am here. Fill me up. Saturate me. Soak me. I want to be soaked in you and with you. It is not too much to have this kind of prayer 3 times a day. The more we pray this way, the better. People may teach you that you should not eat so much, but no one has ever taught you not to breathe too much. Your breathing should not be reduced. Rather, you had better exercise to have more breathing and to breathe deeply. To pray in this way is to gain the oil in your vessel. Ephesians 4:30 tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit who is in us. We must make him happy because he has really joined us with him as one. When we are unhappy, this indicates that he is unhappy. If you do not come to the meeting, or if you come and do not function, this makes the Spirit unhappy. At the end of the day, you may not feel so good, but when you come to the meeting and function in it, you feel so happy. This means that the Holy Spirit is happy within you. If you do not feel happy, this is an indication that you have grieved him. Why have you grieved him? Because you did not buy him. You did not pay the price for him. He is the oil. Sometimes we even go further, not only to grieve him, but also to quench him. Sometimes we may tell the Lord to tolerate us for a certain time and not to inspire us. We may know that the Spirit is moving within us, but we may not like it. To quench the Spirit is to reject the buying of the oil. In many things, we do not buy the Spirit, so we miss the chance to accumulate more and more of the Spirit in our being. Nearly the last charge in the entire New Testament is to walk according to the Spirit, Romans 8:4. Which is our human spirit mingled with God's Holy Spirit, our mingled spirit. To walk means to live, to act, to behave, to do things, to have our being. We have to have our being according to the Spirit. And this is to by the Spirit. Our thinking and our speaking, the expression of our attitude, should be according to the Spirit. If you are having your being according to the Spirit, this is to by the Spirit. But to walk, to have your being according to the Spirit, needs you to pay a great price. You may need to stop your excessive talking on the telephone and stop your further reading of the newspaper from the first page to the next. My burden is to fellowship with you that you may rise up to live a life of always buying an extra portion of the oil by not wasting your time in doing anything. If you do something and you feel that it is a waste of time, you had better stop doing it. Use that time to contact the Lord, to pray. This is to watch unto prayer. To be watchful is not to let your time go, not to waste your time, but to take every time as a chance to buy the oil. To buy the oil is the best way to redeem our time, for the days are short. All of us need to live such a life of buying the oil daily, even hourly. We need to buy the oil in the way we dress, shop, talk, and live. In everything, we must be serious and consider the solemn parable given by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Whether or not we will be raptured early to enter into the wedding feast depends upon our daily buying of the Spirit from this moment. This is a lifelong matter, not an overnight matter. The one thing that the Lord needs and that we need is to rise up to pay the price to buy the oil all the time in all the matters in our daily life.